Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You know when you have a weird humble brag? Like really weird.
Yeah.
I have one.
Yeah, what is it?
And it's about the water in my house.
Oh, yes. Okay, tell us the brag and then I will.
It's one reason I don't want to leave this house. It's because we think we're on the Guinness line and that the water is incredibly good.
Okay. Well, you told us as you were viewing.
No, I just remember when we first moved in, I was like, damn, this water is so good. So we went searching for our water area and we were like, yeah, are we getting special Guinness water?
Okay, will I try it now?
Go on, try it now. Let's see.
I've obviously had it in tea before. I'm sure I've had the water, but we haven't had this conversation about your water.
About my weird humble brag.
Okay. I think the water in my house is better.
Lies.
I do. I'd like to see that. It's kind of like, it's not cold.
Now, to be fair, it's been very warm.
Yeah, it's not cold.
It's been very, normally it is ice, baby.
Okay.
But with the all warmth, there has sometimes
you're
during
selling this water now.
No, I'm telling you. It's not canal water. Are you saying because you've got mountain water that you think yours is better from a higher elevation?
Yeah, I think.
I think I have so little in my life that I brag about my water.
Like, I'm sure
if it's cold.
I'm getting kettle water.
I am disgusted.
Oh, actually, somebody asked me. You wore a long denim skirt on Instagram.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you feel about this, Emma? They tagged me wanting to know. I must have said something on here about denim skirts before.
Well, I just was trying to make it because I've been looking at them for a year.
Yes.
Going, I wore them the first time around and I wasn't wearing them the first time around. They first emerged in the 60s. So I was around then. And I was like, I just want to step back in time to see because I loved long denim skirts so much.
Yeah.
In the 90s. Yeah, no, I hated every second of having it on.
Are you going to wear it again?
Oh, no, it's gone back.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's been returned. Oh.
Yeah, no, couldn't do it myself now.
Absolutely.
Have the legs.
No, some people are coming off really well. I came off Amish. I came off, she's giving Amish.
No,
she's
I think
giving
you could do it with the
Harrison
legs,
Ford
no?
and Witness. Like, she needs to be putting up a barn and fighting the patriarchy in her own understated Amish way.
Okay, so you had some feelings about it.
I had some feelings about it. Because I still look at them every day on Pinterest going, look how nice they look on other people.
Yeah. Imagine me in a long denim skirt. Imagine the fucking state of me. You think I was a time traveler from the fucking 90s, if you saw me.
Or it might be given nun vibes. Although then there is the sexy slit.
The sexy slit.
So did they want to? Did they want you to comment on the state of this one trying to do a fashion video?
No,
I didn't go in and out of the door.
No. And honestly, I'm not just saying that. I think it looked good on you. I think it was way in on the long denim skirt.
Okay.
Couldn't.
You couldn't be dealing with it.
I tried the other week, actually, when I was going to EP, and it was very hot. Do you remember back then? Last week.
Bit bothered. Yeah.
I tried to wear a skirt with, what did I try and put it on with? My docks. I looked horrific.
What sort of skirt?
A black skirt. It looked like fucking shocking.
Okay, are we talking long? Are we talking short?
Short.
Oh, the Electric Picnic sort of look.
Yeah.
When I look at people like Tracy Clifford and they're wearing their ankle boots and their dress or their short skirt and they look amazing. And I'm like, how do you do that?
Oh, it looked shite. I looked like a fucking boiled ham or something. I was like, I don't know whether I needed to put a load of tan on my legs or something.
Because that's what people have been weighing in with Angela Scanlon, whether she's going to go tan on Strictly. I think I voted no tan.
But she'll go tan, I'm sure.
Well,
she'll go tan.
She's giving off vibes. I don't know what she's going to do.
She'll go tan on the legs.
She's got great legs. I don't think she needs the tan.
But is she no tan?
She's no tan.
Like,
absolutely.
I'm no tan, but like.
No, like
shimmer.
Her makeup matches her skin. That's her real skin tone.
Great, yeah.
She's not blue.
She's not blue. Fantastic. Mm. Good for you, Angela. Whatever. The real question is, I just said, like, you know what I mean? Come on.
What? What are you giving out about? What's wrong with her not wearing tan?
There's nothing wrong with it, but the skin is troublesome. She knows it and I know it.
Yeah, but hers isn't, I don't think.
Lies.
Do you want?
I tell you what I want to do to her. I want to strip her off, right? From the waist down.
This, again, sounds aggro.
And... Well, we can do it aggro or not. I can be pissed or sober doing it. I don't mind, whatever she prefers. I want to see her bruises.
Okay.
Last night, I'm getting ready for bed and I have a bruise. And I'm like, where did that come from? And it's a sizable bruise. The side of my calf. That's the problem. It's not the paleness. It's not even the purple hue. It's the fucking bruises. Where do they come from?
There's been a lot going on the internet about this recently.
Oh.
Where lads are talking about women with bruises.
Yeah.
And it's meant to be some sort of sex thing. If you know, you know. You know, I've given my woman bruises. When in reality, it's that women's cortisol levels are all over the place.
Yeah.
And you get bruises as a result. And there have been these scientists weighing in going, that's not, women aren't getting bruises because they like, men are trying to intimate that they like it rough.
Oh.
These scientists are going,
there's so much fucking something to annoy, isn't it?
It's so annoying. One guy responded to one such sort of, I think she was a scientist. She certainly works in that area. And she was talking about cortisol levels. And he was just like, way to out yourself as, you know, being a frigid.
Oh my God.
I was like, what is the internet? So that's what's going on. Had you not seen that going on the internet?
It's been going on for the last while.
Yeah, that's been going on for the last while. So if Shane was that sort of way inclined, if he was like a bro, he'd be on taking pictures of your bruises and being online being like, look at my woman with her bruises.
Oh my God, would you give it the fuck over?
I know. Again, humble bragging about your missus's bruises. It's not a good look.
Oh my, thank God I didn't ask. I hope my phone is listening to me now.
Yeah.
And my algorithm's fucked and it's going to give me all these.
The bruises chat.
Oh, fuck sake. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Oh my God. Leave us the fuck alone. Is it so annoying? So annoying.
Guys, and there's so many layers. Hello and welcome to...
And another thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Doran.
And this is the podcast where we contribute to but not add value in any way to the conversation.
A little bit.
We've spent most of the day going, Have you seen the apology video? We normally try to stay away because editing has to be done. We try to stay away from stuff of the day.
Yes.
But this one, I've spent all weekend watching the apology video from Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher as regards their character letters for the now convicted rapist, Danny Masterson, who was their mate. He's been convicted of raping two women, not the third woman who was Chrissy Bixler, who was his girlfriend for over 5 years.
Yeah.
As she said that in the relationship, it was sometimes just easier for her just to let it happen. And,
yes.
But oftentimes she'd wake up, he'd be on top of her and she'd say, get off," and he never would. So that was her life. But
they were both members of Scientology at the time.
They're all members of Scientology, including the two women that he did get convicted of.
Yeah.
And for anyone who has watched Going Clear, who's listened to or watched any of Leah Remini's Scientology stuff about getting away, and Going Clear is such a fantastic documentary. That place is mad.
Yeah, because she's
mad.
The women went to Scientology first because that's what they're told to do.
Oh yeah, that you... All things are sorted out within the church. You don't go to law enforcement or anything like that. And he was, obviously, when you're a celebrity, you're more important than everyone else within the Church of Scientology. So they were not believed. And they were, what's it called? When you're kind of excommunicated, their version of it. You are a suppressive person. So Nicole Kidman declared a suppressive person?
Yes.
In relation to Tom Cruise and all of Scientology, and you can't talk to a suppressive person.
Yes, even if they're a family member or...
Oh no, it's about anything.
Your twin, whatever.
Yeah, you have to, a suppressive person, if they come into a room, you have to run away. You can't be anywhere near them as a suppressive person. I'm not too sure if Katie Holmes has been declared a suppressive person, but the world of Scientology sounds like... So from that 70s show, I'm sure that you've been watching all of this. So these are historical... rape claims.
Yes.
Of Danny Masterson.
About 20 years ago-ish.
Danny Masterson was Hyde in that 70s show and I loved him. Like absolutely loved Hyde. I loved himself and Jackie. I loved everything about every time he said, "Damn, Jackie," I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
And it has been over the past few years, the weirdness of what was going on in that set, because they were all older than Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis lied about her age to get the job. She was 14?
She was 14. So, yeah, she was 14. Ashton Kutcher was 19. So in terms of teens, like, that's a big, big
Her first kiss was with Ashton Kutcher, wasn't it?
Her first ever kiss. Not even her first ever kiss was him. And I watched this. Oh, I have been like, this has been my job. Now, over the last few days, like looking into this, they did an interview with Rosie O'Donnell and it's all very like flirty and fun. And they were like, oh, and you know, your first time kissing on set. And she's like, oh, it was like my first kiss. And then she says, tell them about the bet. And you can see that Ashton Kutcher's like, no. Like, and Mila starts talking about it, that basically Ashton and Danny had bet him to, when they were doing the on-screen kiss, to stick his tongue in her mouth. So it'd be a proper French kiss, obviously not a screen kiss. And he can see that he's kind of like laughing through, but is uneasy that she's bringing it up. Because when you actually say it out loud to people who aren't involved, it sounds pretty bad.
Sounds pretty creepy.
Sounds pretty creepy. So you can kind of see him starting to look a little bit uncomfortable. So they were all around the same age. She was the youngest. And then I think, of course, you had the older sister character of Topher Grace.
Topher Grace?
Topher Grace. Whose name is Christopher.
What?
His name is Christopher.
Topher Grace, his name is Christopher.
His name is Christopher.
Christopher Grace.
Christopher Grace.
Topher.
I thought like he had hippie parents.
He just took off Chris.
Yeah.
Christopher.
Topher.
Ah, for God's sake. And I've been there all day going, isn't Topher Grace bloody great? Isn't he fantastic?
No, he calls himself.
What a guy.
He calls himself Topher.
But who? Like, was he Chris? He was Chris and Christopher.
His name's Christopher. That's like all the girls back in the day who were called Sarah in your year and dropped the H by themselves.
They all had to have a point of difference.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Sarah. No, it's Sarah. Okay.
Christopher so, John what? Grace is his name.
Yeah. So I went deep. That's how fucking deep I
but
went.
But we all had those moments when they were 10 years old.
Yeah.
Was into having a diary that they had a name in the diary because we'd all read the Diary of Anne Frank. Oh, God. And you like,
oh,
have a name
Jesus.
On the diary. I know. And then there was a thing for trying to change your. A friend of mine became Nicole. She was a Sarah.
Really?
Yeah. For a week there, she was really trying to make Nicole happen. And we were like, shut up, Sarah. But I think I wanted to do it for a while. Obviously hated my name.
Oh, but your name's so shit. Like,
it's just so bad. I could have gone Anne.
How many? Yeah.
You know, I could have done what Topher Grace did, what Christopher did, and just chop off the start of my name.
I think you should have.
I should have, do you?
How many other Mormons are there in the country?
Like good five. Few.
Really?
We got up into the, we're getting back up into the names list these days.
Really? Are you doing your bit for the shit names?
I'm doing my bit for the shit names. Yeah, absolutely. Such a wagon. When I was on radio, we found another Maureen O'Connell who was doing her Leaving Cert.
Oh, yeah.
And we followed her throughout her Leaving Cert. Hi, Maureen. And she is now a qualified vet. She's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Still in contact with her. And I was talking to her. I was like, how are you? She's like, I love the name now. But yeah, it's crap. Like it was crap. Like it was really hard. I do think that I tried to call myself Kit. For a while?
Kit? That's like short for what?
Just Kit.
Kit.
Or Kitty. Was there someone in a diary that was Kitty? I'm sure that there was.
No, you can't get over Kit.
All right, Emma. Calm down.
Sorry.
So original.
Sorry, no, I did try. Obviously, I tried to get a few nicknames going for myself.
I said this before,
I'm not going to dig that up again because it is quite painful. But no, everyone does it. But he is really, really stuck.
But did he decide to be like, I am going to be Topher?
I'd say he did. Like, when I say this is.
I love this. You have literally no idea, but you've got an opinion on it.
No, what I was going to say was, when I say that this was my job the last few days, I mean, like, I went to bed on Sunday and I just said, well, I hope the kids have uniforms for tomorrow. But I'm kind of fucking knee deep in this. So I haven't got the time to check.
So from everything that's been going on, obviously with his conviction, because this was his second trial. So that's Danny Masterson.
Yeah.
To like you, did you go through to the letters from...
The letters.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. So her letter, they both call him role models. Mm, she said that drugs was everywhere as she was growing up. And he was such a good role model in keeping her away from drugs. Bearing in mind that he has been convicted of drugging women and raping them. And then Ashton Kutcher talking like how he was the best guy in the entire world. Just amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, Christina Ricci has made a very good point about this.
Yes.
Today. What has she said?
Christina Ricci has said that, you know, it's possible that you know people who were great and but they have done terrible things and have been predators and have caused other people hurt and harm.
Yeah.
And she said... you know, even though it is hard that these may be people that you admired, loved or whatever, that for the victims to come forward and for you to not listen to them is an injustice to them.
Mm.
And that like someone can still be great to you, but can do terrible things. And, she didn't, like she has in the past, obviously talked about her own
experiences
or whatever, but it was just put it was put really well. Because remember we were talking about before, like obviously now totally different, but when Louis C.K., when all that stuff was happening about him and Sarah Silverman kind of had to come out and she said that like, you know, he's my friend, but he's done these terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be two separate things that you were friends with someone and they did terrible things. But the fact that they didn't do it to you. Yeah. And then, but there's always this thing of like, well, yeah, you know, he was great to you because he wasn't trying to sexually assault you. So, you know, that's kind of different. And the fact that he's like the face of Thorn, the charity.
So Thorn is the anti-child trafficking and child sex abuse.
So he set that up with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
But
this is Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher, but he's like the face of it.
Yeah.
And it's not one of these things where he's just kind of signed his name to it and turns up with the odd thing. Like, he's heavily involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even to write the letters makes no sense that you're, he is the one.
It's, and if anyone is listening to this and you have been a victim of sexual abuse, my God, you know, hearts are thinking of you, like really thinking of you, because this is everywhere, you know, at the minute. And having to be thrown into that is just awful. And when you've been friends with someone for 25 years, you see them as a multitude, right? And I'm sure that there are some people who are like, they couldn't have done this. We live in a country where character letters are used all the time in trials. And it was just recently said by a judge, if someone writes a character letter, they should be available to be cross-examined. Now, that's just a very recent thing in Ireland, because there have been some character letters, and we see it all the time, especially in rape cases.
Yeah.
He's from a lovely family. She's from a lovely family. They're from a good home. Like, we hear of it all of the time. This is not exclusive to the world of Hollywood stars.
Yeah.
Being like, well, we're going to be treated differently. He had 50 character letters, I think, written for him. It's now put an awful lot of attention, not on the victims, but indeed on Mila and Ashton. They've become the story.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because of the apology video. Which
is often the way, isn't it, that the focus is taken away from the victims of what happens to them now. And the question is now, people are saying, what happens to Ashton and Mila now?
Well, like, what do you make of the video?
So
this is the apology video for having written the letters.
They did turn the comments off.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you either have the comments up and you leave them up, or you have no comments from the start. Or you delete it.
But do you sit there? Because I'm assuming that the comments got really bad. That we're talking about a case of rape, and, you know, it takes 3 messages for it to get into a rape thread on Twitter anyway.
Well, I just saw it on Instagram, and all the comments were about how bad the apology was.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I find really weird is that everyone was like, it was so rehearsed. Of course it was rehearsed.
Yeah.
It's couched in legal language. It has to be rehearsed. They're actors. They can learn a few lines.
Yeah, yeah. Of course it's going to be.
It was like when Holly Willoughby went back after Philip Schofield. And everyone's like, oh my God, that was so rehearsed. I'm like, she's reading off an auto cue.
Of course it's going
to
be.
She has to learn.
How are you going to rock and go, oh, what I say now, what I say. What?
First of all, how are you? That was rehearsed. So that's one thing that always gets to me. I'm like, yeah, of course it's rehearsed. That's part of the job. They're going to have rehearsed it. It's not a good look. It's all bad. Bad.
It's so, I find it, it's a take, like, obviously not this, like, serious crimes. For somebody to get found guilty, convicted, is so hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a huge amount of evidence has to be presented. And then for someone to get 30 years. Is serious.
Yep.
So that's, none of that is up for debate at all. That's
no, that all has to, been done, you know, in court.
Yeah, so that's all to one side. I find the apology part of it so, like, fascinating in a way, because one word out of place and the whole thing is fucked.
Yeah.
The tiniest word. The tiniest movement of a facial expression.
So this is the thing, right?
Fascinated by apologies.
So public apologies like this, like in the town square, public apologies.
Public apologies, but even, I think, apology, like just apologies in general.
Really? Is that because you never do them? Is it? Because apologies are incredibly hard.
Real apologies.
A real apology.
An actual apology.
Yeah.
Without a but.
Yes. Taking full responsibility.
Taking actual full responsibility.
Yeah.
Without.
Yeah. Like, I am so sorry that I ruined your white top, but it's your own fault for giving it to me. Do you know, like that's. That's what we all search for. It's like, hold on now. Hold
How often have any of us apologized? Like, sorry, but I was pissed. Even the serious apologies has to be followed with, a lot of the time, help, rehab, reflect. On reflection.
Yeah. Well, that means you've learned from the experience. If it's on reflection, I realise that my behaviour.
Yeah, but like sometimes public apologies, that reflection has to happen within a certain time frame. Has to actually happen within a few days after the fucking thing happening.
Yeah.
Like, whereas actual real reflection sometimes can take fucking years. But you've got to add in the on reflection into that apology. Sharp it. Like, how often do we apologise for
stuff? Yeah, but if it's just a few days later, I have to say, if there, as someone who doesn't like, first of all, any sort of confrontation.
Yes.
So it could be, I'm so sorry, it's all my fault. Or also doesn't like to look inward and see the issues I have.
The two things together.
And actually reflect and go, what did you do there that you could not have done to make everyone's life an awful lot easier? Kind of seeing those flaws within yourself is really hard. Like, it is really hard to kind of go, that is 100% my fault.
I think you have to actually, to give a true apology, I think you actually have to like the person.
Do you think?
I think, to actually be sorry.
Well, if you don't know the person that well, I don't know. So I messed up. This is just something small. I messed up last week, right? I was coming down the road and the light was green. And there's two lights. So there's one right here and then there's another light. I'm turning left onto a new road.
Yeah.
And there's a light right there. So I'm behind a bus and I can't see the lights, but I'm behind the bus. There's a green light. It's Grant.
Yeah.
And as I drove through after the bus, it had gone red and I hadn't seen. I have thought about that every single day because I had the window down and I saw someone. I was like, hey, that stuff. But someone, you know, it was around my home. And the person that was like, dude, the light. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I have said sorry to that person every day in my, like, I feel so bad. I wish I could meet that person. I wish.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I could talk to that person and I have thought about it every day for a week, being like, I really didn't mean, I didn't see the red light. I was behind the bus. I would like to apologise to that person now. But do you think that just doesn't matter? It was a road traffic offence. Yeah, it matters.
It's so it's funny because a couple of weeks ago, I think you were on your Holly Bobs, I had this video like, sorry. And it was me saying sorry over and over again. Sorry, 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 sorry. You look at me like, no, I think you were away. And the sari was like, you know, it started off with like when someone calls to your house. Like, oh my God, sorry, fucking stay at the place. And you're like, oh, sorry, I have no, you know, no biscuits. Oh, I don't have to, like, and it just escalates. Because there is, and then so the comments were really interesting. Because then some people commented like, there's a certain, like there's are people who sari rolls so quickly off their tongue, but their sari is like, oh, go fuck yourself, sari. Like, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, that's a different sorry.
That is a very different sorry.
But a lot of people do that sorry. I didn't know.
I always remember that, the sorry.
Yes.
Like someone else was just living their life and you were like, sorry.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. A passive aggressive sorry then.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry for living. Sorry for breathing.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry for existing.
But
then there are people who are actually sorry for existing and are fucking sorry about everything.
But I will do that at work. Like say something's happened and I jumped in on something or I've taken an interview a different way.
Yes.
And one of the lads might be expecting it or, you know, I've just been a gobshite. And I'll be like, I'm so sorry about that. I didn't mean for that to happen. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, that interview at 8:35. They're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, right. Okay. They're like, have you been thinking of that for the last 2 hours? I'm like, yeah. They're like, okay.
To stop yourself apologizing at gigs when you've had a bad gig.
You have to.
Oh, female comedians have to stop themselves apologizing. Let's be real, because you can't be doing a gig and then turn into the person who's paying. I'm so sorry about this. Sorry about that. Said thanks for the gig, thank you, catch you again.
That's so true,
because if there was anything to be done to make it better, you would have done it while you're on stage. So there's no point coming off and apologizing.
Yeah, like it's much easier to apologize for something probably a bit, you know, really stupid.
Yeah.
Like accidentally putting a hole in a friend's house. Once we were a bit boisterous with the dancing.
Yes.
And my leg went through the wall, right?
The old legs again.
We were really going for it. There was...
you on the fucking legs. The leg
but there
went through
was,
a wall.
There was...
Mirna called from RNAM states that our legs are so fucking long they went through a wall in someone's house.
But there is like... You know, there had been a 5 Megamix. There was, it was one of those.
5 bad boys with the power to rock you. The 100%. Legs are going to be fucking going.
Like you were going all
do
over the place.
Do you want to get freaked foot?
We were trying to do the bit where you stand on a chair.
I know, you push on the chair.
And you put the chair over.
Yeah. Do you want to get down?
Yeah. And you go down.
Yeah.
And I think we were trying to do that. And as I did that, I went running and... and I was... And it was very easy to be sorry about that because I was genuinely very sorry very quickly. When you put an appendage through someone's wall.
You're sorry.
You are very sorry about that.
But why are we saying sorry for things that are accidents?
Because...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there it comes with an expense or a cost.
Yeah.
You know, it does come with an expense or a cost. Or a partner who's able to fix things. God bless them.
Are you... How are you... at apologising or saying sorry in your day-to-day life?
I think texting has made things much easier because you can just apologise via text now. Really sorry about that.
But what if I've blocked you on WhatsApp?
Then do people do that? I'm sure people do that. I'll probably forget. You don't block people on WhatsApp.
Oh, I do.
Why?
I don't want your apology. I'm not going to let you give me an apology. I'd like that.
So you just go incognito. To them, you're gone. You're gone incognito.
You're going to have to write me a letter.
Oh, that would be very nice, wouldn't it?
You're not getting away with a WhatsApp apology with me.
What a lovely way to apologise. Can I just go out with a boombox and rewrite the songs to One Republic apologise?
Yeah, but it depends what time.
I pick a time where you've had a cup of tea and you've had a full vape juice.
Okay, yeah.
So that's normally, I'd say 11:30. Like I could swing by after work.
Yeah, yeah, fine time.
It's not too late to apologize, you know, and I can sing that and I can do a whole vape box thing. Because let's be honest, one of the big songs of One Republic is about apologising. Adele's made a career of people who she doesn't need to apologise to.
But a good apology is amazing. I can't remember who it was recently. Oh, who was it recently? See, because I don't remember because it was actually a good apology. Somebody apologised recently online and they just said, they just apologised. They said, you know what, I'm sorry for that. My bad.
And do people accept that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's like a decent apology, now it obviously depends on the magnitude of what the thing is. Mm. People just go, apologise, my error, my mistake, that was my fault. There was an apology. And it just had those points, but we didn't mention anything about I was under a lot of stress at the time or whatever. Because obviously if you do something wrong, there probably are other factors involved.
Yeah.
Because you're a human being living on the planet.
Yeah.
So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You, whether you were tired, hungry, pissed, distracted, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do something, it's usually there's other elements to that story. But I think with apologies, people don't want to hear about the other elements because it just muddies it.
Mm.
So if you just stick to, I was wrong, I apologise, I'll do better.
But there can be a lot of knee-jerk reactions now.
Yes.
You know, to, we'll say a public forum or something like that. I received a message a couple of months back from a woman who had been watching Ireland AM and there was a certain interview and she didn't like how it went and she had absolutely valid points.
Okay.
And I saw her message anyway. And Amanda's her name. She's absolutely lovely. And we just spent the day kind of having a conversation about what happened.
Okay.
Because I do think she was absolutely, I messed up. I didn't do my job right that day. And she's got young kids and all that kind of stuff. And it was just about the portrayal of female beauty, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was so nice to just have a conversation with someone.
Oh, rather than an argument or, yeah.
Rather than anyone getting their backs up, rather than I took her beautifully articulated views on board. She's right.
Yes.
You know, I'm not a mother of, it's nice to hear from people who are like, you know, as a mother of 11-year-olds and we're talking about this beauty thing. That day, I think I did my job badly because the women we were talking to are treated horrendously for how they look. Do you know? And I was like, can we just give them a bit of a break? You know, it's their decision, whatever. But it was so nice to talk to her and to have an adult grown up conversation where we weren't trying to stick the knife in. Where it was seeing where both people were coming from and she accepted my apology and she was so right. And it was just really nice that she took the time to kind of go, can I just have a little word with you? And I was like, absolutely. Yeah, completely. And it was lovely. And
I know exactly what you mean. Where it's somebody like not shouting at you, not giving out or anything like that. It's just them in a respectful way giving you their perspective on something.
Yeah. Well, just being human.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is totally welcome. The respect thing is just about when you talk to another human being.
Mm.
Like, if you were in a shop and there was, like, you know, the bread, you checked the date and it was actually gone off yesterday or something, you wouldn't go up to the shopkeeper and go, what the fuck is this about? You'd say, oh, sorry, I think this has gone off. You'd say, sorry, oh, sorry, I think this was gone off yesterday. And then they say, sorry, and then that would all be resolved.
Yes.
But when you're talking to somebody who's, like, online or on the radio or whatever, a lot of the time the critiquing can be, so nobody hears any of it.
Yeah.
But then like that woman, if you just said, oh, just wanted to say something quick, if you have a minute kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And you were totally able to take it. You welcomed it because it.
Completely welcomed it. Yeah. And
it wasn't abuse.
No.
It was a conversation. Yeah. And there's a difference.
Yeah. And I've made that decision to realise that I'm not going to be as well informed as some people nowadays because I just don't want to go on Twitter anymore.
Yes.
And all the news is happening there all the time because I just don't want the aggro. I just don't want the constant aggro. And it's a land free of apology, free of any sort of anyone thinking they've done any wrong. You can't do right for doing wrong. And No one seems to want to have a bit of crack, and that's why sometimes I would go on to Canadian Twitter, where it can be quite nice.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because in that video about saying sorry, 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 people were like, oh, it's so Irish, so Irish. But then a lot of Canadian people. So they were the two nationalities.
Sorry.
That people identified it with. Canada and Ireland.
And do you ever just go on to videos of people from Newfoundland? Where they all sound like they're from Tipperary.
And there was a comedian here not too long ago who was from Newfoundland.
Yeah. Newfoundland, yeah.
And trying to tune into his accent is fucking bizarre.
What do you mean? You're just listening to people from Tipperary.
It's so strange.
People from Tipperary, she doesn't understand you either.
No, but I'm saying it's an Irish accent, but they're not Irish.
Yeah.
And you're like,
your
what?
Head gets a bit melted. You're like, I don't,
and your man, oh God, I can't remember his name. He's good though, but he had no, I don't, he had no Irish connection at all. And was like, you know, no. Just, you know, he was traveling around in his comedy or whatever. And I was like, you're Irish. He said, no. I was like, wow, such a strange accent.
So you need to go to there. I've always wanted to go to Newfoundland and be like, let's just listen in.
Yeah, I'd go to Canada.
I go to Canada. They do. Listen, I love a Canadian
tuxedo. It's all casual wear.
Yeah. All casual wear. Double denim throughout their hoo-has.
Yeah.
And saying sorry every 5 seconds. How have I not been to Canada?
Canada's lovely.
Is it lovely?
Yeah, it's really nice.
I need to go there.
I think you'd like it.
I think I'd like it. My ex-boyfriend lives there. Mark, how are you? Can I just pop over for a while? Meet yourself and your new fiance.
I'm just going to say, who's he living over there with?
His fiance. They have a really nice dog.
Like, send him an apology.
And I don't think I need to send him an apology. Oh. Well, I did once for...
Apology can be an icebreaker though. Isn't it weird?
But one of the first times that I stayed in his house.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was living in Limerick and he was in Terenure in Dublin. That's where he used to live. And
you loved the posh boys.
He's not a posh boy. He's from Cork. And...
Oh, so any listeners from Cork? None of these are posh, by the way.
Sorry, he wasn't from the Montanati side of Cork. And he'd gone to work and I was up for a few days and I was heading back home to Limerick.
Yeah.
And sure, I'd got my period without realising the period was expected. Woke up all over the sheets.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, like I'm downstairs. There is every sort of detergent on the sheet.
And
trying to get it washed. And for some reason it went on to, you know, one of those washes that washing machines do when they want to fuck you up. It's like they know.
Oh,
next
yes.
thing it's on a 5-hour cycle. And I was like, I have to go. So I have to make it in such a way that I just wanted to change the sheets for you. Just so that it's all nice. I didn't want to tell him that what had actually happened.
You'd like to be able to see these sheets to see has it died. The whole sheet pink.
Yeah. I will never know. Because I never asked him and I never said anything.
How many times do you think?
I don't think you have to apologize for something like that, do you?
I was going to say, how many times in a woman's life do you think she apologizes for having her period?
All of the time. Every month. Every single month.
Did I say this to you before about what we were conditioned to believe growing up about periods?
What?
And being with fellas?
What?
So I remember when I'm talking about, like, you know, early 20s, late teens. But the thing was that if you had your period and you were going over to see your boyfriend, being obliged to give him a blowjob. Oh, I'm so sorry for my period. Trying to get your dick out there. Like, what?
You said that on another podcast before. Sorry. And my mind was so blown.
But that's what happened.
That I'm sure it was definitely a phase. It wasn't something that I ever bought into.
No.
But there is a new trend on the internet.
Oh no, what are they doing now? Every time you get a bruise, you have to give a blowjob. For fuck's sake.
There is a thing, natural facials.
Oh no, this!
Have you seen that recently? I'm like, why is this coming up on my... How did it end up on my feed? I'm like, why is this on my feed? This is not something...
What are you searching?
Well, I wasn't. It was on my feed on Twitter. Ugh. Ugh.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to, for the rest of the week, I will be, my eyes will be glued to this story.
Oh, back to Danny Masterson.
Yeah.
The attention has moved from him.
It has, but in...
Or has it? Like, we're sitting there going for these women. Justice has finally been served.
Well, like, do you know what? I think if something like this had happened a few decades ago, probably not even, getting the women's stories and them being under pressure to do like interviews or whatever.
Yeah.
That would have been the focus.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now I
think... Sitting down with like a Barbara Walters in America. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There would have been huge pressure for them to do that. But like, I think the shift is better. Like, so say even I saw Kathy Griffin talking about it.
Yeah.
And then her kind of telling her own story. So it's kind of giving people this opportunity to tell about their own experiences and for hopefully questions to be asked about lots of different things, you know.
Power dynamics.
Yeah.
Touchability.
Scientology.
Yeah.
You know, different stuff. So I think even though the focus or whatever has moved, I think it's in a positive way-ish.
It's born of the Me Too movement.
Yes.
You know, was people telling their stories. And obviously the momentum had gone down an awful lot in relation to that and what was going on. So this has hiked it back up again. But Chrissy Bixler, the woman who went out with Danny Masterson for years and he was not convicted of her rape, she is now talking on Instagram because you have this connection in a way that you don't have to do the Barbara Walters interview. And we've all seen what happened to people like Britney Spears in these interviews where they were kind of more attacked. And of course, there's a job to do. They're journalists. That's their job. But when you get to have a chat. Now, I swear to God, you've gone on the deep dive. But Chrissy Bixler seems to be going for it. She's talking to Ashton Kutcher and she said, I know the secrets your role model keeps for you in relation to Danny Masterson. Ones that would end you. Did you forget I was there? I was on speakerphone that night you called Danny on February the 21st, 2001. I heard everything. I heard the plan. In my opinion, you're just as sick as your mentor. So this stuff is being said out there. This is in relation to a story, if you're looking for it. Ashton arrived to pick up a woman called Ashley Ellerin.
Yes.
He was going on a date with her on February 21st, 2001. And it turns out that she was murdered inside in the apartment. She'd been stabbed to death. By a man called Michael Gargulio, who is a serial killer. And Ashton was there and he'd put his hand on the doorknob. So then the next day he's trying to explain to the guards, you know, what had happened.
Yeah.
But now Chrissy's saying all this stuff and you're like, sorry, what? What? What's happening now? What?
I know. Oh, like, yeah, she's sat like, yeah.
Yeah. She's talking people to Mila like, Kunis
these
as well.
These cryptic messages. I'm like, it's not that. I don't think it's that cryptic what she's saying. Like she's using names of people.
Yes.
Cryptic to me, I don't know. But cryptic to me is like when people say things like, when a fish swims, you'll fucking know about it. And you're like, what does that mean? Like that's cryptic. That's not cryptic at all. But no, but you know those
I
kind of
I know
ones.
More about when a fish swims.
No, but you know when people
you'll
put up the
know
mess.
The sun will go down. Jesus.
Because they obviously don't look at them. You know when people go, somebody puts up something about fucking snakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and you're
yeah.
You're like, yeah, but who's the snake? Tell us who the fucking snake is. Sunday evening, I'm fucking in the doom here. Tell me, give me something. So.
But I genuinely, and this is, like, this is awful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, this is just horrible. There's people at the center of this. It's so depressing. They went to try to get help and no one would help them. And they've waited years for justice and
I
now
know,
I suppose
20
we're,
years.
We're getting dragged into the celebrity of it all.
So those
but
women,
unfortunately
like,
it's fascinating, isn't it?
I know. Like those women that like that's nearly half of their lives.
Yeah.
Spent on this.
So this is kind of a time sensitive one because your nature of deep diving into this. Is there an element of guilt engaging with what's happening?
Yes, I feel guilty. I definitely have my headphones on. I would be mortified now. I was sitting on the couch yesterday looking at stuff.
About Danny Masterson. Yeah. And, yeah.
And I can feel myself angling my phone because if Shane looked over and then looked over again, go, you still looking up into that? I was like, oh. And I know there's bits of like, you know, pop culture, celebrity news that would catch his eye. Like yeah. he obviously would know about this, but it probably wouldn't catch his eye in the same way. And I, you know, I'd be like, you still looking at that? But there wouldn't really, you know, there wouldn't really be any judgment. But yeah, there's a bit of guilt or a bit of like, ugh, why am I obviously, you know, being honest about it. This is a source of entertainment for me, which is horrific, but that's the truth of it.
This is,
you know,
the duality of, I honestly think living in the world.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's just a modern phenomenon with celebrity. I think it's the whole thing.
No,
like you can go back. People used to go. They went to see Anne Boleyn's head be chopped off.
It's the beginning of time stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. This voyeuristic nature. But there is a lot of guilt about consuming it.
Oh, totally. Like, even like say things like, do you remember Tiger Woods?
Yes.
Back in the day, I would have looked at that a bit. But for whatever reason, I wouldn't have been as interested in that.
Right.
And maybe he would have been more interested in like that. Or say like if the Hulk was like a sports star with a scandal or something.
Yeah.
He might be consumed by that. But
Jesus, you'd want to have a lot of free time because there's a lot of sports stars with a lot of scandals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, lot.
Lot.
But I don't think anyone's immune to that. They may say, I've no interest in that, but there will be something that they'll be interested in.
Because it's
whether
been...
it's to do with a politician, a movie star, a football star, a whatever it is.
But it's been a weird couple of weeks because I did find myself, I was like, oh, am I aging out of celebrity gossip that I don't care anymore? And then I'm fascinated with what's going on with Kanye West and his girlfriend Bianca.
Oh yeah.
Like fascinated because you're watching a man who has mental health issues, right?
Yeah.
And they're in Venice and she's walking around with a pillow as a top, clutching it like it's a shield and wearing flesh colored tights. And you're like, have you been wearing the same flesh colored tights for weeks? And then consuming these other podcasts that I listen to, and Kanye apparently doesn't wash anymore. And he's going around wearing with all these big clothes. So everyone's like, oh God, he kind of really stinks now. But that's just the genius of the man.
Kim, we all have that ex, don't we? Just like, oh, he doesn't wash anymore.
It's
great.
But you're watching, but it is a mental health issue, right?
Yeah, of course.
And we're going to sit in there going, are we watching him exert coercive control over a girl who he has now fashioned into his ex-wife?
I know. See the sip, but you're watching it.
But I'm watching it. And I'm like, it doesn't seem right. Like, what in the 50 shades of grey is going on with these two? But I can't stop. And then there's the Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
I know.
And that's the dissolution of a marriage, which is so incredibly depressing. So what is it that we're getting off this? I suppose I just feel, oh, she's going to be able to have a life and this is lovely. And he used a sexist playbook and he's been caught out and it's great. But they're all really horrible things that are happening to people. And it's, you know, it's the public at the Colosseum, right?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
We want to see him devoured. And there's something wrong.
The village is now, you know, the Globe and it's the community scandal or whatever.
Yeah. I feel a bit dirty.
Like, honest to God, when I was getting them children up for school today, I didn't know what was in them drawers. I was like, I could tell, I might have to tell them they have a temperature this morning because I'm not to put on them. You're not feeling well. I'm grand. No, you're not feeling well.
And I'd normally hear from Emma on a Sunday and I was
I hadn't time to talk to you.
You didn't, but I do. I was doing my Sunday, I'm not engaging with anyone in the entire world.
I knew you were doing that, Julia.
Yeah, which I like to do as well. And
yeah, I know. I give you your Sunday, friends, because, yeah.
But you were clearly bed into it because either way I'd normally hear from you in some way, or even today you'd normally be on me while I'm at work going
to check in this morning to see if anyone had any new insights, if anyone else. So I watched Kathy Griffin, she was saying something about it. I was like, yeah, watch that. Then your one Molly, what's her name, the PR one, she put up another video about it. So fed into that as well. And then basically what I'll do now after this is I'll go back to my original one on TikTok, who is doing a series about Caitlin and Tyler from Teen Mom. And that'll be my next little fix. And then, Jesus, I'm going to have to put on the dishwasher or do fucking something.
There's always a sink to be washed. We are going to be in the London Irish Centre on October the 13th.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a funny show. Have we been a bit serious the last few weeks?
Serious world, man, but no, that's going to be funny, I can tell you.
Okay.
Well, we're going to be feeling funny and in good form.
I'd like to think so.
Because we're going to be away and we're going to be
going on a holiday.
Doing a live show. It's fun.
Yeah.
So as you found out.
I did.
In Cork. Yeah.
So that is October the 13th in the London Irish Centre. You can get tickets on the London Irish Centre online. We're really looking forward to it. I have been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been Evan Warren.
And this was...
And Another Thing.
Part of the Acast Network.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.